When Srimad Bhagavatam, Queen Kunti offers a very beautiful prayer to glorify Krishna during his Kumar Leela, when he was a young baby crawling around here, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3 and a half. And that's from the Srimad Bhagavatam. We can all repeat this together. Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
This is a very beautiful mantra by Queen Kunti, and she's glorifying Devaki Nandan, Krishna, who had so many beautiful pastimes here. Specifically, this location we're in, this is the place where Krishna in the palace, you know, the Damodar Leela. We'll read some summary of that Leela. And this is the place Krishna, up on that hill behind us, there's a small hill or hillock. And that's where the palace was situated. And Krishna, of course, was naughty. And he dragged that mortar, the grinding mortar, which is that round thing, small stone you see in there. He was tied to that and he dragged it. It was, of course, a bigger piece then. But he dragged it all the way down here and got caught in between two trees. Then he pulled on it, and then the trees, you know, came down. And this Leela took place in Kartik month, in what we call Deepavali or Diwali, Amavasya. One day in Gokul, here, Krishna woke and he was crying for his mother. Meanwhile, in another room, Yashoda was churning yogurt to make butter. While she was churning, she was singing, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Yashoda's sweet voice blended with the rhythm of the churning. Absorbed in churning and chanting, Mother Yashoda could not hear Krishna's crying. Krishna was naked. All he was wearing was a peacock feather. He only had a peacock feather on his head, nothing else. Digambara. He was crying and he was rubbing his eyes. Oh, Maya, Maya, Janani, Janani, Maya, Maya. And he's rubbing his eyes, and all this kajal is getting smeared on his eyes. His kajal is black stuff, mascara. They say mascara. Kajal. Around his eyes. Maya, Maya, Maya. Janani, I want to build. Janani. Tears were streaming down Gopal's face like the Ganga and the Jamuna, flowing and flowing. And he ran over on his little chubby legs. You have to understand, he's only like 3 years old. Not running very fast. He's moving on his chubby legs. And he goes, and Mother Yashoda has the churning rod. It's tied with the ropes. There's this rod like this, and then it has ropes. And you pull and it goes... So Krishna, he comes with one hand and he grabs one hand on the churning rod. And the other hand, he puts on Yashoda's waist belts and her kinkini. He says, stop, feed me. So Mother Yashoda, she offered her breast to her baby, Gopal, and started feeding him her breast milk. And then she noticed that on one of the stoves, there was some milk was boiling. And this milk was starting to boil over, and it was rising as it was rising up in the pot. And she said, oh no, I have to stop that from boiling over. So she took Krishna and put him on the ground, and she ran, just take off some wood or whatever, to keep the wood from getting, you know, keep it from boiling over. She went to pull some wood out of the stove or whatever. Put some water in the milk or something, cool it down, keep it from boiling over. And while she was doing that, Krishna became very angry. Oh, why she put me down? No, I was having so much happiness and taking her milk. So he became angry. He took a rock. And he took a rock. It's really, and he, doom! And he broke that pot. And then all the yogurt ran out. Everything she was churning ran on the floor. Then he ran through that yogurt and it was all over his little blue feet. That yogurt, and he ran all over the house and left his footprints all over the place, and he ran out under some tree somewhere, hiding and pouting. Whoa. So one might have a question in his mind. How is it that Mother Yashoda, she put Krishna down and the object of her whole life is to serve Krishna and to please Krishna? This is pure bhakti. To please Krishna, satisfy him. Anya bilashita shunyam, jnana karma dhyanavritam. So the object of her life, she's putting him down. So the question is, she cares more, does Yashoda care more about the boiling milk than she does her own baby? What is this? So we have to think, why is the meaning behind this? So this is a very interesting point of philosophy, because in this Damodara, it's called Damodara Leela, this Damodara Leela actually illustrates pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti, shuddha bhakti. What is bhakti? Bhakti means acting favorably for the pleasure of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she was thinking, my breast milk alone cannot fully satisfy Krishna. Because Krishna also likes butter, and he likes yogurt, and he likes cheese, and he likes burfi, and he likes sandesh, and he likes rasgullas, and he likes rubbery, and he likes sweet rice, and he likes all these things. So, can you make sweet rice with breast milk? Can you make burfi with breast milk? Maybe, I don't know, I don't think so. Too little watery. So the thing is, she was thinking, oh, if I keep him here, then all that milk gets spoiled. Maybe 20 liters was boiling on the stove. Just like our cooks, so they cook 20 liters of milk at one time, and then they make so many sweets from that in our Vrindavan kitchen. So she was thinking, if this 20 liters gets spoiled, then I can't make burfi for his cowherding. Later I want to make him burfi, sandesh, rasgulla, rasmalai, rubbery. Sounds good. So she was thinking, so this is actually pure bhakti. She was actually thinking, oh, my milk, not alone can it satisfy him. But if I can make so many nice things from these sweets, he'll be so much happy. So actually Mother Yashoda acted for Krishna's welfare. Whether he was crying or not, it did not affect her. This is bhakti. At the moment, Krishna was angry with Mother Yashoda. And he broke the hole, and I told you, he broke the hole and ran away. But actually, in the long run, you can say, and the conclusion was that what she was doing was actually only for Krishna's pleasure. She didn't love the milk more than she loved Krishna. She loved Krishna completely and absolutely. But in order to give him more happiness and more pleasure, she went to attend to the milk. So this type of balance, this type of discretion, this type of devotional discretion or balance or intuition comes from Super Soul. It comes from Super Soul. And one is connected with Guru, and one is connected with Nam, then he gets all the right decisions. Tesham sadata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upyanti te. Krishna says, I will give the guidance. Yes, do this, do that. Do this, do that. Because we want to trace everything to the center, everything for the satisfaction and pleasure of Krishna. Then Krishna in the heart will guide us. Yes, this will give me pleasure. That will give me pleasure. So Krishna, when Mother Yashoda returned from the kitchen after attending to the milk, and then Krishna started running in fear. And then Mother Yashoda said, listen, I'll teach you a lesson, you naughty boy. And then she started chasing him. Now you have to think that Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna, but she has her heavy hips, her heavy breast. She looks kind of old because she was quite old. She was about 60 years old when Krishna appeared as her son. So she wasn't a young sprout. So she's chasing him. Now the greatest yogis and the greatest munis and yogis are trying their best to just capture Paramatma in their heart. With so much austerity, so much difficulty in tapasya. And Mother Yashoda, she's trying to chase after and catch Krishna. And of course, she does it. So now she catches him and she's holding on to him. She said, listen, why did you break my yogurt pot? I was working so hard to make some nice butter for you. Then what did Krishna say? I didn't break the pot. Me? Break the pot? No, I didn't do it. Okay, then, well, how did it break? Well, what happened was, when you were chasing me, your ankle bells hit the pot and your ankle bells broke the clay pot. And Krishna continued, you didn't see it. You didn't notice it because you're such a hurry running after me, but I saw it. And Mother Yashoda said, oh, Lala, you're a very big liar and a very naughty thief. Me? Mata, I'm not a thief. In my dynasty of Nanda Maharaj, There were never any thieves born here. Perhaps there are many thieves born in your dynasty. Then Mother Yashoda, she tried to tie up Krishna by bringing all the ropes in the village. But every time she would tie them all together, she would tie them all together. And Krishna, you imagine, Krishna's waist is only how big? This big. He's a baby, 3 years old. His waist is like this big. So many ropes, she was collecting hundreds and hundreds and thousands of ropes. And every time she tied them together, they were 2 fingers too short. Because Krishna was thinking something. He was thinking, oh, this is very, if I get tied up, this is very bad. Krishna was thinking, if my mother binds me, then I cannot go out and play with my friends like Sridham and Sudham, Vasudham and Labanga, who are waiting for me. Not only that, all the cows are pushing their calves away due to eagerly waiting for me to come milk them. If the cows are not milked, they will die. I must go there. I can't be tied up. Not only that, but gopis like Radha, Lalita, and Vishakha are waiting for me to play with them. My playmates. Krishna's only 3 and Radharani's 2. So they had some mean fights in the sandbox. They had some fight in the sandbox, you know, the kids playing a little box of sand, or they were messing around. So he's thinking like this, that if she binds me, then I can't go play with them. But Mother Yashoda is working so hard to bind me, and she's about to weep, and her face is all red. And she's feeling red. Why is her face red? Because Mother Yashoda is feeling embarrassed in front of the other gopis. Because many gopis started to gather around laughing and clapping their hands. Oh, Yashoda Maya, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? You're tying up this boy. So Krishna has all these different thoughts, and this is a scene going on. So now, what happened is Mother Yashoda, it became 2 fingers too short, and these 2 fingers, they represent something. Our acharyas say they have some significance. That every time she came with the ropes, it was just 2 fingers distance, like 1 inch distance. So 1 finger represents sadhana bhakti, sadhana, our effort, our endeavor to hear and chant about Krishna and serve Krishna and Guru, and try to please Krishna and Guru. That's our effort, our sadhana. And the other finger represents Krishna's kripa, Krishna's mercy. So both, if you only do sadhana and you don't get Krishna's kripa, then there's no siddhi, there's no perfection. And Krishna, he very rarely gives his mercy without doing something. We have to do something to attract him. Sometimes he can give, that's freely. He can give his mercy, kripa siddhi. But generally we have to do something. So Krishna's mercy, without our sadhana, we can't attract Krishna. That's all we're trying to do by our sadhana, is to please Guru and please Krishna, to attract their attention, to attain their mercy. So this 1 finger is Yashoda's effort. She was working very hard, but still she wasn't tying. Why? Because Krishna wasn't giving his mercy. Because he had all these thoughts, if she ties me up, then I can't play and I can't do all these things. What happened was, the Mother Yashoda, she tried all her own efforts. She tried to bind Krishna. And this rope and that rope, she's perspiring, becoming very fatigued. And then she thought, oh, there's one last thing. I can pray to God. So, because usually that's the last resort. That's the last thing we do. We try to do everything on our own. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Aham Karta. I am the doer. And then we finally, oh, it's not working. Oh, let me pray to God. So then she heard, Ishta was Lord Narayan. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they worship the deity of Lord Narayan. You can see in Nandagaon, one old temple on the side of the hill. And it's some broken deity. So she's, oh Narayan, oh Bhagavan, oh Narayan, please help me. This little naughty boy, I want to tie him up. Please bless me. So then when Krishna saw that Yashoda was praying to Lord Narayan, then he was thinking, oh, this is a problem. Because I am that Narayan. I am that Narayan. I am Purna Bhagavan. Narayan's within me. So what happened? Because she was praying to Narayan, then the Kripa Shakti within Krishna came out of Krishna and manifested there, and Krishna allowed himself to be tied. Just
she exhausted all the ropes. And she's, oh, I have no more ropes. This little boy, oh, Narayan, do something. Can't you do something? So then she thought, oh, I have this one rope. And there was one rope tying her hair. The little tiny rope where she ties her hair because she was churning the butter to keep her hair back. So I have this one rope. She took this rope. Narayan. And she tied him up with that one rope just from her hair.
So now Krishna's bound to the grinding mortar. Yashoda's thinking, yes, now I've fixed him. He's not going anywhere. So she went back to her churning and other duties, and mopping up all the floor and everything. Then Krishna's thinking, what can I do now? I can't sit here all day. So then he decided to move, because Krishna is always moving. That's why we call this the Krishna consciousness movement. And the idea is to move from point A to point B, to move out of this material world and go to Gokul Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, Ki Jai. So this is a movement, and if we're not moving, then something's wrong. We're out of gas. we're out of petrol. So we have to put some more hearing and chanting in our tank. Some shravanam and kirtanam. So then Krishna's thinking, and in many purposes, when Krishna does something, there's many things in his mind and his heart. So he's thinking, oh, I have to have some more fun now. So then he starts pulling from the top of the hill, he starts crawling with this big stone grinding mortar, wooden grinding mortar tied behind his back, big, heavy, like a piece of a tree, very big. They're about 3 feet tall and about 1 foot wide. Weighed about 10 times more than he did. So he's pulling this down, pulling down, and he comes right here to this where this temple is. And there are two Yamala Arjun trees here. It's a type of tree, Yamala Arjun. There were two trees, like twin trees, standing here. So Krishna, and there were a little bit space between them. So Krishna's pulling. And then he got between the trees. And then he got between the trees, and he's pulling. And suddenly, what happened was, he pulled and all of a sudden the trees crashed over. So someone might ask, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Shouldn't the rope break first before the trees break? Because a rope is only a little jute, little piece of jute. Whatever the hair rope was, a little cotton rope tying your hair. And it's tied. He's tied and he's pulling and pulling. All of a sudden, these two huge trees, you can imagine this tree, right? And another tree next to it, and this little baby gets caught, and he pulls, and a little rope from the lady's hair pulls down the trees. How is it possible? It's called Achintya Shakti, inconceivable. So what happened was, by contact with Krishna, that rope became super powerful. It got superpower. Krishna empowered that rope, just like us. We're like a piece of rope. We're like a piece of rope, very, very, you know, thin and very weak and no strength. All of us are like that. How big is the soul? Is the soul fat? Any fat souls? Skinny? Oh, you're very skinny. Oh, your soul is skinny? Oh, you're very fat. Oh, you have fat soul. Sometimes we say fat soul. This is the same rope. Yeah, this is what she tied her hair with. This is the rope. Krishna was quite stout.
Sakhi, end of Krishna.
Yeah, that may be. Maybe that's pretty wide. 2-year-old baby, is that wide? No.
Well, let's tie it together. Oh, it's too. So, at any rate, yeah, it's original. I'm sure. This is 5,000 years old. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So by Krishna's inconceivable power, even we, the skinny little worthless piece of rope that we are, if Krishna blesses us, we can do miracles. We can do miracles to please our guru. We can build temples, we can distribute hundreds of books, we can run farm communities, we can preach all around the world, we can help so many people become happy and peaceful in Krishna consciousness. Just, you know, little tiny soul. So this is Krishna's inconceivable power. He can make a mouse into a lion. Right? Or that lion can punar mushi kebaba. Become again a mouse. So then out from those two trees, when Krishna split open those trees, because everything he does is spectacular. It's spectacular. Out of those two trees came two celestial beings, two demigods. Of course, these two demigods, they were the sons of Kubera, the treasurer of the demigods. And there's some lila, how they became trees, as you know, most of you know, that in the heavenly planets they were enjoying in one lake with a bunch of damsels, apsaras. And they were all naked, bathing. These two demigods were intoxicated from drinking. And they were out of their mind, so to speak. And they were with these ladies. And then Narada Muni came there. And then he saw, what is this? There's such a high birth. These are sons of Kubera. He's a treasury minister. He's a minister of treasury. And his two sons are acting in such a bad way. As soon as the ladies, of course, saw Narada Muni, immediately they ran and covered themselves with lotus leaves and whatever else they could find and sunk under the water. And those two guys, Narada Muni, you're a bit lost, man. Who invited you anyway? So then he said, you rascals, you're acting dull, you're acting like a stone, you're not showing any proper behavior or proper activity. You should learn some lesson. I curse you. I curse both of you to become trees. Just stand as trees. Get out from here. So they beg, oh, please. Please, can you, reduce the penalty a little bit? Plea bargaining. So then Narada Muni says, okay, listen. You can be two trees and go cool. And then Krishna, and somehow you'll get liberated by the touch of Krishna. You'll get liberated. So they got liberated here at this place. So maybe we can also get liberated in this place. So Krishna was busy over here, pulling down trees and liberating demigods. And when those two trees came down, you could imagine when two trees like this fall down, they make a little sound. And not only a little sound, but a lot of sound. Big sound. Crashing down. And everyone in the village, what's going on, what's going on? And they all the ladies and all the gopas and gopis, they ran over here. Oh, what's going on? La 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 la. They're so much worried about Krishna's safety. He must be crushed under the trees. Anyway, he was just smiling and still crawling around like this. And then, because the demigods had already offered prayers and they circumambulated Krishna, they already left. And they said, what happened? And there were some little toddlers, little babies crawling around there, some of Krishna's buddies. Now, Sridham, Subal, and others. And they said, oh, we saw everything. Krishna came, pulled the mortar down here. It got stuck between the trees, and Krishna pulled these trees down. And all the elderly gopis and Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, what? Krishna pulled this little baby, this huge tree. Come on, are you kidding me? He can't even pull one leaf off the tree. He doesn't have enough power to yank a leaf off the tree. And you say, pull them down. He said, yes, we saw it. We swear we saw it. Of course, as you know, children are prone to lying. And mothers are prone to not believing them. So Mother Yashoda, no one believed them. But that was actually the situation. So now, to give this a lila, of course, we have to go on for a long time with many aspects of this lila. But there are some philosophical meaning behind it. And our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Krishna Samhita and Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he explains that the different demons that Krishna killed, they represent some, they have some symbolism, some symbolic meaning. They represent anarthas. Anarthas means impediments. Impediments are obstacles or difficulties or blocks, something that keeps us from making advancement in spiritual life. Specifically, he says these are impediments to Braj Bhakti or Braj Bhajan. They're keeping us, these are blocks which are keeping us from attaining that sweet taste of Braj Bhakti, of this sweet taste of Krishna's love and loving service in Vrindavan. So he says that these two drunkards, these two drunken demigods, and their behavior, what they represent is a type of behavior that's not very good. So what we do is we examine what they represent, and if we have any of these type of things within us, these obstacles, these anarthas, these bad qualities, then we read these pastimes and we pray to Krishna And we pray to Manigriva and Nalukuvara, these two demigods, their names, Manigriva and Nalukuvara. We pray to them, and we pray to Yashoda, and we pray to Krishna and Guruji, oh please, I have some of that in me, please take this out of me, please purify me. And by reading this pastime, then we pray, and by the mercy of this pastime, and by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, and the members of this pastime, then those things come out of us. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that the liberation of these two demigods represents the destruction of these qualities. And what are the qualities? One is arrogance. Arrogance is there's a difference, slight difference between arrogance and pride. But he says arrogance due to wealth and high birth. In other words, someone may have a high birth, born in a Brahmin family or a wealthy aristocratic family. And they may be very beautiful or intelligent. So they may become proud. Oh, I'm special. I'm something special. The second thing is cruelty. Cruelty or hatred due to pride. We do cruel things or we show hatred towards other living entities. And the third anartha is debauchery, which means doing all bad things. Indulging in illicit sex, drugs and alcohol. The fourth thing is being addicted to drinking and shameful behavior. So of course, some parts of the world, they're more attracted and addicted to drinking and shameful behavior. Of course, everyone here, I think, has given up drinking. And shameful behavior, we may have a dark side of ourselves. There's the bright side of ourselves, but there may be the dark side. And I don't mean the Krishna side. I mean the Kali side. Because Krishna is dark and Kali is also dark. So Kali means Maya. Maya means sinful activity. Secretly, privately, we may have do some bad things. Not everybody is born a saint. So they have a phrase that every sinner every saint had a past, and every sinner has a future. So we may have some of these anarthas within us, this pride or arrogance or the tendency to be cruel or mean to others due to anger and different bad qualities, or we may do wrong behavior time and again here and there. So this these liberation of these two demigods by pulling down these trees by Krishna Gopal, then that lila, by hearing it, meditating on it, praying for it, that lila will draw out and take out these bad things from our heart and pave the way or open the pathway for pure bhakti and pure devotion to Radha and Krishna. So we want to take the dust of this place on our heads and also sprinkle that dust on our hearts so that this great fortune will come our way. And each and every one of us, when we leave this lila stali, will become pure devotees of our Guru, of Lord Gauranga and Radha and Krishna. And we could add one point, that if any of us, many of the devotees, if not all the devotees, directly or indirectly, are involved with preaching and collecting and distributing whatever we've attained, preaching Krishna consciousness. So many of us preach to people that are also addicted to drinking, especially in Russia, because it's a cold place. Usually in cold places, Canada, Russia, all these kind of places, and in North India, Himalayas, everybody drinks a little kooch. We call it kooch in America, many names. But they drink a little vodka. Vodka, I think, no? Vodka. Because it keeps you warm on a winter night. So they may have a problem giving that up. So we can, preaching to our friends, we can say, look, I have some very good medicine for you. Sit down, I'll tell you the Damodar Leela. I want you to deeply meditate on this Damodar Leela, because and if you deeply meditate and pray to Damodar, then by Damodar's mercy, you can give up this drinking habit. You can give up this drinking habit, because some people say, oh, I'm ready to follow Krishna consciousness, but there's one slight problem. The bottle. So we want to preach the glories of Krishna. So this story is something we can share with others. This story is not a private story. We can share this with our preaching people and help them make improvement.
Sri Gokuldama ki. Sri Mahavana ki. Krishna Balarama ki. Shirmai ki. Nanda Baba ki. Damodar Leela ki. Jai Jai Shira.